Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So let me get right into this Word this morning. We're going to continue in our series on Yahweh's system of government. Yahweh's, not your way. Yahweh's. Matter of fact, the first message we did in this series was Yahweh or your way. Yahweh or your way. Amen. But we want Yahweh. We want His way, His system of government. And one of the things we really emphasize in this series is covenant authority. There is no real authority. Now, you gotta really hash through this thing till it becomes so plain and so crystal clear to you. There is no real authority outside of covenant authority. There are authorities in the earth, police, you know, government and that, but they don't have the clout with heaven because they don't have covenant. The ones that have the clout, the ones that move heaven, are the ones that are in covenant relationship. Amen. That's why David was able to face Goliath, and first thing he said was, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And what was he saying? Who is this dude with no covenant defying the armies of the living God? Others didn't understand covenant. They were in a backslidden condition under Saul. But David was coming from the presence of the Lord, so he knew, who is this? I don't care what size he is. Who is this defying the armies of the living God who has no covenant? He's uncircumcised. He ain't got no covenant. When you truly realize that authority is predicated on covenant relationship, and we're living in a time, a season, where the church or the people of God are I'm going to say, rediscovering, and some are discovering for the first time who they really are. Mm-hmm. We're not just churchgoers, religious folk that like to come and make noise and sing songs. No, we are God's authority in the earth realm. He's given dominion to the children of men. And the first covenant was cut between he and Adam. He and Adam were covenant. And that mandate, when he created the man, he said, let the man have dominion. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. He never took that mandate out. He had to improvise some things. He had to do some different things. But that mandate always stood firm. Today, now, instead of just man, he's using his church. The body of Christ has picked up that mantle or that mandate. This is important to know and to understand. So we're going to take a look into the story of Elijah. And I've entitled this the bread of heaven. And it has to do with, there's a lot of stuff I'm going to just touch on, and hopefully it'll just unlock some things where you can do your own research on it. But it's a very prophetic message on what these end times are bringing upon us right now. And for the most part, when you hear people talk about the end times, they're talking about getting on the rapture bus or, you know, gloom and doom. And they're governed by the narrative of gas prices. You know, food going way up. But when you've learned to spend from the pocket of Jehovah, amen. When you've learned where your source really is, the one that owns it all, the one that's really behind the scenes, then you panic about nothing. He said, be anxious for nothing. Take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, wherewith you shall be clothed. Don't the Gentiles seek after these things? They're worried, they're concerned, they're frustrated about these things. He said, seek first the kingdom. He said, I'll see to it that all these things, all these other things that the world is concerned about will be added to you. Amen. That's the word. Tell somebody, that's the word. Don't get it twisted. See, some people watch too much CNN and Fox. All these gloom and doomers that think they know, they call them experts. Experts at what? It's experts at parroting a narrative. Talking heads. That's all they are, getting paid a lot of money. So we must understand that we are covenant. Amen. You got to be a person of the spirit to really embrace that and understand that. Your experiences are not your God. However low you've gone, whatever stole your joy, or, you know, why you don't have peace, or why you walk around wounded and that's not your God. That's your experience. Amen. God is above your experiences. Amen. Whatever you've experienced, if it's not lining up with the word of God, then discard it. Amen. Don't let that be the lid over you, what you've experienced. Well, you don't know what I've been. Well, we all been through something. You don't know what I've been through. So you got to shake that thing off. Paul shook that snake off. Covenant authority. The story of Elijah is where I want to start. And I'm going to throw out a lot of little things that you can, you know, just grab, maybe write it, memorize it, whatever, and use it, because you can build on it, because it's such a rich story. I'm going to start at 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. And it says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. That's a powerful statement. He said, but according to my word. Now, he didn't just say rain. He said, ain't going to be no dew. The grass ain't going to be wet in the morning. Not only ain't going to be no rain, ain't going to be no dew either. At my word. Now, where that stems from is his stand before God. You're never really going to know who you are until you stand before God. Amen. Amen. Before you get into that intimate place with God, so he can define, he can not only refine, but define you. Amen. You got to know first who you are. To make a statement like that, it ain't going to rain according to my word. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord. I emphasize that very strongly because there's a dimension that the church is going into. You're not going to have to say, thus saith the Lord. You say, no, because I said it. I said it. Amen. Matter of fact, the three times that we see where Jesus was tempted, I like to refer to this. He said, Satan, it is written. Satan, it is written. But the third time, it almost seems like Jesus got agitated when he said, I say. He said, I ain't saying what's written. He said, I said it. And when the devil left, and when the devil got out of his face, he said, you can say what the pastor said. The pastor said. But what do you say? All right? So here he stands before the Lord, and he says, it's not going to rain at my word. And the word of the Lord came on them, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Somebody say bread and flesh. In the morning and in the evening. It's interesting how God used ravens. If you ever do a study on ravens, ravens are not birds that will do that. I call them dirty birds. Yeah, they are. They're dirty birds. They'll steal before they give. They will. But contrary to their nature, and I believe I saw one writer that said they were going to the altar where the sacrifices were offered. This was not roadkill that they were bringing to Elijah. Amen. This wasn't, you know, the possum or the thing on the side of the road. They pull it up and go, no, this was from the altar. This was the best. The stuff that was being offered to God in the mornings, oblation, and in the evening oblation. So God sent the ravens, steal from there to sustain my man of God. And so they would take and they would drop it on Elijah, and he was at the brook. God told him to hide himself. Listen, people of God, you are prophetic because you are saved. You may not be in the office of a prophet. You may not be seated in the government of God, but you are prophetic. Somebody say, not pathetic. Even if you don't prophesy to people, you are prophetic. If you are tuned to the Spirit of God, God will, like the Holy Spirit says, I will show you of things to come. Yes. Amen. I will bring things to your remembrance. That's to every child of God. Yes. You're not always in the I just don't know what to do. No, you ain't seeking God. Amen. It don't mean that you know everything, but there's some things you need to know. Yes. Amen. And God will show you. But you are prophetic. There's a prophetic edge about you. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes, yes. So stop just dealing with facts. Well, I'm just a person of facts. Well, you need to grow up and become a person of the spirit, where you can trust God, where you can move in faith, even when you don't see it necessarily, you don't feel it necessarily. Amen. Some people equate the guidance of God with comfort.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.